Okay, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Prayers by Queen Kunti. Text number?
13.
Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta, Swami Sri Prabhupada. The Almighty Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, having observed that a great danger was befalling his unalloyed devotees, who were fully surrendered souls, at once took up his Sudarshan disc to protect them. Magyana Timiranda Thyajanaganaslakayam Chaksuj Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Ayam Upakaramaya Dadati Svaparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bravanityananda Shri Adaita Garadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna is Bhaktivatsal, but in order for him to protect his devotees, they have to be surrendered. Otherwise, if they're still depending on their own strength, then why should the Lord be involved? Doesn't mean that they can't have strength. Just like it said, the Pandavas were great warriors and they should use their strength. But they know that on with their own strength, they won't be victorious. Krishna never told Arjuna not to fight. He never said, you can sit in the back and I'll just kill all these people. No. He said, you have to use your strength, but always remember that your strength is limited, whereas the Lord's strength is unlimited. Your intelligence is limited, the Lord's intelligence is unlimited. Like this. We should use our intelligence, but when the direction comes from the Lord, or from the Lord's representative, then we should bow to that. We should agree, yes. My intelligence is limited. I can't see the same way the Lord can see, the same way the pure devotee can see. Therefore, my job is to simply cooperate. This is the real use of intelligence, to cooperate with the plan of the Lord. So how do we know the plan of the Lord? And that will be revealed to us if we're sincere to serve the Lord. The only thing we have to have from our side is the sincere anxiety even to serve the mission of the Lord, to serve the plan of the Lord. Then everything will become clear to us in the right time. But if we think we're so smart, then mayaya paritagyana, our intelligence will be covered by illusion. We may be intelligent, but we won't be intelligent to know the plan of the Lord. That will can only be revealed to us in the descending process, coming from above. So there are so many intelligent people here in this world, but they can't come out. They won't find a way to get out of this world. So they're caught like fishes in a net. So how are they so intelligent? They're intelligent simply to enjoy in that cage, in that net. But that's not really the purpose of life, to simply chew the chewed, to enjoy this body, which is full of all abominable things, and pus and blood and liquids and bones. And this is not our real position, to try to enjoy this. Prabhupada says flapping, like a fish as you take out of the water, they're flapping. So we're flapping for a few moments, trying to enjoy with this body, genital and tongue. But these things are very meager and very perverted. From the spiritual point of view, why would we be interested in trying to enjoy this body? Especially where we can see there's no real pleasure there. For every bit of pleasure, there's also accompanying trouble. That we can experience. Everybody has that experience. The duality of this material world, happiness and distress. But still, we're so illusioned that we think, no, this is the purpose of life. Just let me minimize the pleasure, increase the happiness, then I'll be successful. But this will never prove to be successful. We'll always be defeated by the time element. And we'll have to again admit that we're conditioned. And although we want to be happy, now we're suffering. So that in that condition, human form of life can come to this understanding. Therefore, we should voluntarily perform austerity to purify ourselves so that we can be able to hear the message of the Lord. The Lord is prompting us within our heart. He's ready to guide us from within and from without. But because we're we're so much attached to material things, therefore, we don't hear the subtle voice of the Lord. So our austerity should be then to you can say, wean us. Wean us, meaning like a child on the breast is weaned when the child is taken away by the mother at a certain age. That's called weaning. So we should wean ourselves from the material pleasures and see for them for what they are. So that requires austerity. That requires some struggle. We have to control our senses. although the propensity is for the senses to enjoy the sense objects. But with our intelligence, with our determination, we have to curb this propensity. And in the beginning, there may be some difficulty there. And that may go on for some time. It's not, we don't say the spiritual life is easy. There's always a struggle, but it's a challenge. The challenge is that do I want to become a hero and be able to overcome my lower nature, or do I want to remain a slave of my lower nature? Intelligence can show us what is higher, what is lower. Everybody can see. We have a saying that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yeah, so our flesh is weak. Therefore, we need to take the medicine that will make us strong. And what is that medicine? Harinam, 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 eva kevalam. Kalua nasteva, 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 gatiranyata. So that medicine, in the beginning it may be a little bitter, but actually it's very sweet. Madhuya nam. Very sweet, this holy name. But we're tasting it as bitter because of our conditioning, because we're sick, disease condition. So Prabhupada used to give the example of jaundice. The patient has a jaundice. To him, the rock candy tastes bitter. Rock candy is not bitter, it's very sweet. But because your senses are covered by this disease, jaundice disease, everything tastes bitter to you. So in the same way, the holy name is very sweet, but it's not attractive to us because of our conditioning, because of our disease. But the same, you could say, holy name, it will become sweeter and sweeter as we take it. Therefore, we have to push ourselves in the beginning. We can't just allow our mind to dictate. Otherwise, we'll end up eating and sleeping more and more, enjoying sex life, become more and more implicated in the conditional state. So we have to push. This is the austerity. Austerity means we have to do what the Acharya dictates. We have to get up in the morning. We have to come to Mangalarti. We have to so on and so on. So many things are there. Do's and don'ts. No illicit sex. So that requires some struggle. But this is the purpose of human life. Vishabdev makes it very clear.